Josh Crosby has been doing a bit of Christmas shopping, very much in full swing, lots of presents being purchased online. So how do the parcels get to us? What kind of pressure is on those delivering them? And why are so many coming to my house? Josh Crosby has been meeting those who are sorting through the millions of packages that are arriving into the country. Where'd you go, Josh?
Well, Jonathan, I went to the On Post Dublin Parcel Hub, and look, I don't know if we're not going to take any responsibility here in News Talk if a present is still not hidden away at home by Christmas Eve, but those who are sorting them out are in the thick of it. And we know, look, it's not just cards that are in the post anymore, it's the new outfit for the Christmas party, it's the toys, the flat pack furniture, you name it. It's all part and parcel of the e-commerce journey into Ireland, and the mothership for On Post is this Dublin Parcel Hub. So I was out there earlier today and should see the operation it has running. So at full tilt, they can sort through 10,000 parcels an hour in peak season, which we're slap bang in the middle of now. They're going through up to 3 million parcels a week. So look, it's all hands on deck. On Post has hired in seasonal staff to keep up with the demand. I met with the floor operations manager at the Parcel Hub, Maurice Ebbs, who showed me how it all works.
Every parcel that comes from the UK or Europe comes through here, and a lot of our domestic parcels come through the sorting office here. We would do around 160,000 to 180,000 parcels a day in the parcel hub here.
And that's what you do on a normal day, but when it comes to this time of year, then what kind of increase do you see here?
So we've treble the amount of mail we get this time. We keep walking along, we have a look. So anything that comes into us will come through the 8 bays we have here.
So the trucks literally reverse up in there?
The trucks come into the bays here, but anything that arrives has a slot time because we've so much arriving during the day. So.
And you even have a few Christmas decorations up as well?
Plenty of Christmas
to bring a bit of Christmas cheer into the place.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of staff here.
To remind people why they're so busy.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We're going to go up and we'll have a look at the machine from top and see how it sorts.
Very good. I'll follow you. For the normal eye, it might be a conveyor belt that you might see in your supermarket, but on a much, much larger scale.
Yeah, it's a little bit bigger. So on every conveyor belt, we have a weigh station. So every parcel that comes through, it gets weighed, and we take the volumetrics of every parcel that goes through. The next part is it goes through the scanner. It takes a picture of every item that goes through. Takes the size, the width, the height.
And it's not going in there at a snail's pace either? Like.
No. So we have six different inducts, and it's approximately 15 to 1800 per hour through each induct. And they all merge and then drop.
So we're looking at plenty of Christmas presents passing us by now.
Lots of Christmas presents, yeah. So they'll drop down into this box. This box is all for Waterford. There's 90 items in it. Every item in there now. This customer now has gotten an email and a text saying your item started at Dublin Parcel Hub. It will be delivered tomorrow.
When you're tracking your online shopping and you see that it's got to a different stage, this is...
The first stage will be started in Dublin Parcel Hub, and that's here.
So someone in Waterford can safely know that their Christmas present that they ordered online is on the way.
Absolutely. Once they see it started here, they know it is. So there's a treadmill.
Treadmill?
Yeah. Dishwasher.
A dishwasher, a treadmill and a dishwasher.
There's a canvas there. When you're finished with the dishwasher and the treadmill, you can, you know, paint yourself a little picture.
You never know what you're going to find.
Yeah.
So, Maurice, I'll leave you get back to your busy, busy schedule here. And thanks very much for showing me around how it all works.
You're very welcome.
Ah, the magic of the post office, very much on display. That was floor operations manager at the Parcel Hub, Maurice Ebbs there. It's not just the post office workers who are having their busiest time of the year, though the couriers are flat out.
Yes. So I know listeners will know when they order something online, it might be delivered by one of the international couriers, the big branded vans that they see pulling up outside. They might also have to collect it from a parcel depot. But look, they're all flat out. And this week, out of all weeks, there have been challenges after Storm Dara with delivery drivers trying to get around the country. Holyhead Port was damaged in the storm as well, so this has also caused backlogs, and the likes of On Post and other delivery services are going to be even under more pressure when all those trucks start arriving in at the end of the week. But to hear from those working in the courier business, I spoke with Mark Levy from Deadline Couriers. It has around 30 vehicles on the road, but they also have cargo bikes, motorbikes for its city-based deliveries. Mark says they're so busy they're hiring drivers, and if anyone wants to find out any information, the details can be found at deadline.ie.
Basically, we serve every single sector that needs delivery. You name it, we deliver it.
Like, if you could just give me an idea of the journey a parcel or a delivery will take. If it's from a store in Dublin and it's going to South Kerry, Connemara, Donegal.
Well, look, our main core business will be same day pick and drop A to B. So basically, if you as a business and you were looking for products picked up anywhere in the country, but let's say you were in Ballsbridge and you needed product or envelopes, boxes, anything picked up and delivered on that day, That's where we flourish. That's our main scope. Saying that, we do offer other services. We offer a nationwide service for 32 counties, and we also offer an international parcel and pallet service.
And then how does the demand on the service change then once we hit December?
Well, it's a lot of parcels, there's a lot of hampers, there's a lot of corporate gifts. We do a lot, quite a lot, with a few companies that would deal a lot with influencers. So we would do, there could be a promotion going on for Christmas. That would be high volume. It could be anything up to, off one customer, there could be 30 drops coming out of there in that day. That's just one customer, and we can be under pressure. But there's one thing, we all pull together, from the office staff to the drivers, to the base operators that would give out the work to the drivers. And in the end, we get it done, even if one of us has to go out on the road and deliver it. Some of the stuff we've delivered, we take calls on the phone. It could be a pet animal from Kerry to Dublin. I think our MD actually delivered a snake one time in a box. Seriously.
Mark Levy from Deadline Couriers. Look, Santa and his elves have all the kids' presents sorted, but there are lots of people who are listening right now and they're waiting on the courier, maybe something for their wife or for their brother or their sister, their mum or their dad, and it hasn't turned up yet. What's the advice if you're looking to either send something or you're waiting on something that you've purchased online to arrive?
Yeah, so Jonathan, look, early preparation is key, but I don't know about you, but look, how many of us can't just really kick into that shopping mode?
Not a bit bought yet. Literally nothing.
Last minute nothing. As usual. And then look, it's far too late to be even thinking of shopping online if you're leaving it right up to the date. But look, there are certain key dates for sending, and we'll hear about those shortly. But people are also being reminded to just package and support your parcel as best you can. So if you're sending something abroad, throw in some extra bubble wrap, add in a layer of sellotape, put a return address on the envelope, try give your air code when ordering. All these simple steps can make a big, big difference. I met with Kim O'Connor at the Dublin Mail Centre campus. Now, Kim actually started off as a postal operative herself, and she's now the change manager with OnPost Commerce. Kim runs through some of the figures they are seeing come through the doors and what people should keep in mind.
1.2 million would be a normal week for us in peace times, but now that we're in peak, we are going to be touching on 3 million, which has ramped up over the last few years. Back as far as last year, we hit 2 million and we thought that was extremely successful. We had balloons and banners for 2 million, and this week we're looking at 3 million and well in excess of us.
It just shows how much more and more people are shopping online.
Yeah, COVID definitely accelerated the shopping online phenomenon, but it has definitely still managed to increase year on year. The volumes are definitely increasing still, so it's definitely here to stay.
And how do you manage when you go more than double that? You recruit extra seasonal staff?
We recruit seasonal staff. We have to put into place better infrastructure, remembering that we still move all our product by road. So that's a challenge when you're trying to move so much product. So we double stack our trucks now. We used to just have a single layer. So then we have to change what infrastructure are in our buildings then that are receiving the product, because they have to be able to unload double stacked items as well. So it's all very challenging, but trying to work within the infrastructure we have and maximise.
What about those who are sending? Maybe it's a loved one abroad or they want to send a few Christmas cards. What are some of the key dates to keep in mind?
So key dates to keep in mind are, like, the rest of the world. We've well passed that date now. That was the 5th of December, and the USA. But for Europe, the 12th of December is the final date for parcels, and the 17th for letters. And for England and Northern Ireland, it's the 18th of December, and Northern Ireland's the 19th of December. And within Ireland, the 22nd of December for letters and the 21st of December for parcels.
You'd be really chancing your arm though if you're throwing a parcel in on the 21st of December. Yeah. I mean, it's all changed utterly, Josh, hasn't it?
Oh, it has. Look, if you look at online shopping, like, the CSO figures show that 85% of internet users, which, look, at this day and age, it's safe to say a fair chunk of the public are internet users, purchased goods or services online last year. If you take Black Friday as an indicator of how much people would splash out, last year Irish consumers spent €105 million online in almost 1 million transactions, making it the busiest day for online spend ever. And look, it's well assumed that was surpassed again this year. We're still waiting to see the official final figures on that. But just taking a walk around Grafton Street today, meeting with shoppers, you can really see that across all age groups, people are purchasing online, some more than others.
Probably around 20-25% online.
Are there certain items you'd prefer to purchase online and others in store?
I suppose if something that's a little bit hard to get, I might go online, and then everything else I'd try and see it in the shops myself and get an idea of what I want.
And have you started ticking off the list yet?
Yeah, no, about halfway there.
Getting there.
Yeah, getting there.
So how much of your Christmas shopping will be bought online now?
70% of it.
70% of it online?
Yeah.
What items would you tend to buy in person?
Just spontaneous purchases.
But when it comes to, we say, larger objects, you still wouldn't mind buying them online? You trust the parcel system?
Yeah, I do trust the parcel system, yeah.
One or two that's difficult to get. It's cheaper to buy online than in shops.
What kind of presents now would you be looking out for online rather than in person?
Makeup, because it's branded and you know the exact make and it's cheaper.
Yeah, sometimes it can be cheaper. It's worth shopping around. But anyway, the shop is alive and well, and we wish everyone in shops the best in the next few weeks. It's going to be mad either way if you're a postman or working in a shop. Josh Crosby with that report.